you've spent your life experimenting with diets but still haven't got it right, there could be a very good reason. It could be that what you need is rather less pasta and wholemeal bread and a couple of rich, fatty steaks instead. This controversial approach to dieting maintains that the one diet suits all concept is just as ridiculous as one size clothes, and that the key to a healthy diet lies in our blood group. Josephine Maguire is here to tell us how it works.
The revelation that our blood group determines our diet has come as a shock to those of us who thought we were doing the right thing by avoiding meat and loading up on vegetables and pulses. It now appears we can no more decide what's good for us anymore than we can decide our eye or natural hair color. For example, it may come as a surprise to people belonging to blood type O that, to remain healthy, they should eat poultry and fish and small but frequent servings of red meat, but not pork, with some vegetables and fruit. They should also avoid grains, especially wheat, pulses, and dairy products. And while animal protein may make O's energetic, it has the opposite effect on A's, who thrive on pulses, cereals, vegetables, and fruit. Those lucky enough to belong to Group B can eat just about anything they want. The idea that there is a relationship between blood group and diet shouldn't come as such a surprise, since there are already well-recognized links between blood type and susceptibility to certain illnesses and diseases. For instance, O's are more prone to ulcers, while A's are prone to cancer. And as every layperson knows, it's vital for medical staff to know the blood group of a patient before giving them a transfusion. The reason for this is that blood cells of each type identify one another by chemical markers on their surface, called antigens. When blood cells come across something from outside, a bacterium, a virus, or blood that's been transfused, they read its markers to identify whether it's friend or foe. If the wrong blood type is transfused, it will be labeled foe, and antibodies will be sent to destroy it. The connection between blood type and food lies in the discovery that food also has markers, called lectins, many of which are so similar to antigens that they are identified as such. When enemy lectins are spotted on digested food, blood cells clump together in defense, resulting in a whole range of metabolic and digestive problems. The reason for the different nutritional needs of each blood group originates in our past. Around 100,000 years ago, it is believed that all humans were type O, hunter-gatherers who ate plenty of meat but limited amounts of vegetables and absolutely no dairy products. Then A's evolved because they were eating an almost exclusively vegetarian diet, but still no milk, while B's appeared even later among people who were raising animals and consuming dairy products. The most recent group to develop are AB's, who emerged around 900 AD and who consume all food groups without ill effect. The bottom line is, if you stick to the basic needs of your blood type, you will be better equipped to fight disease or illness if and when they rear their ugly heads.